Welcome to this programme in our podcast of highlights from recent discussions in NCSL in Dialogue, Talk to Learn's online community for national education debate, accessed by more than 16,000 school leaders every month. All comments in this programme are represented by the voices of actors.
Could school leaders strike a better work-life balance if they treated the job as an integrated part of their everyday lives, rather than seeing it as a completely separate entity? A Talk to Learn discussion debated the pros and cons of coping with the pressures of leadership by thinking of work and life as a coherent whole, an idea first raised by head teacher Susan Tranter in an article for the college's LDR magazine. A few contributors agreed with Tranter. One described how 11 hours work over a weekend paved the way for a low-key week of leaving school at a reasonable hour with no work to take home.
Being a teacher is all about being organised, and if that means having to work some weekends, then for me and my family, that's okay.
But most felt that the division between work and home needed to be reinforced rather than dismantled. Anthony Corbett, a deputy head teacher of a junior school in Leicester, said that the view of teaching as a vocation encouraged people to feel it had to take precedence in their lives.
I have a profession, and an important part of that profession is time off. I'm not married to the job. I'm married to my wife and we have kids. This is the most important thing in my life.
Angela Barry, a headteacher for 10 years, now in a federation in southeast London, was worried about the example current heads are setting for their successors.
I absolutely love my job, but it doesn't take over my life. My biggest worry is that so many of my young staff do not follow my lead and spend so much time on their preparation and assessment. Unless experienced leaders continue to show the way with work-life balance, then in coming years, we will have an unprecedented recruitment crisis.
Many school leaders simply had to do their best to manage, said Tony Jones, a junior school headteacher in Brighton.
For many of those colleagues, managing really does mean walking away from undone work at the end of the day. Doing that in itself conveys a strong message about balance.
In some cases, the work-life balance challenge is producing solutions which have an impact beyond easing the pressure on an individual. One school leader said the pressure of balancing a career with caring for her disabled son at home had forced her to rethink her approach to work.
Having finite amounts of time to mark and prepare led to me being quite creative. Lots of marking by necessity became peer and self-assessed, and the students quickly came to realise that this was a better way to work.
Finally, Alan Hall, a former secondary head teacher, recalled a wry anecdote from an international leaders seminar.
One of the Scandinavian heads said, "Back home, we leave school about 4:30, and if it's summer, we go sailing, and if it's winter, we go skiing. Does this mean that our pupils are somehow less educated because we don't work the hundreds of hours that you appear to?" The English heads didn't really have an answer to that.
And that completes this programme. Thanks for listening, and don't forget you can subscribe to receive future programmes in this series of Talk to Learn highlights at www.ncsl.org.uk/online communities.
Talk to Learn has over 100,000 members. If you'd like to join, visit www.ncsl.org.uk/online communities.